What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Welcome to the Peter and Al podcast. Oh yes, we are back once again. It is time for you to get them headphones in and whip them Peter's out, because it is the Peter and Al podcast with your hosts, Mr. Pete Jr., Chubb Bidge, and the infamous Jeezy Weezy, a.k.a. the Memphis Strangler.
I was driving through Tennessee this week, and I just fucking started killing people.
No Peter again. Like a little bitch.
Yeah, he's been slacking on the... Yeah, on the podcast obligations, man.
He takes all the money, but he does the least of the shows.
Yeah, so we got a... I don't know how to go off of that. We got a...
Yeah.
So we had Last of Us last week.
Yeah, and it got even more gay.
The gayest episode in TV.
Yeah, probably was. And I watched the whole Oz series on HBO. And this was too gay for me. It was a little uncomfortable when they first started kissing in bed.
After that, you're like,
yeah. Well, they did stop like being that affectionate after that.
Yeah, and then it was like a normal relationship.
That first part, I was like, all right, okay, fade to black. Okay, next scene. Okay, that's enough.
Transition.
I'm pretty uncomfortable, but...
Yeah, I think they did it really good. That's about as good as a gay-centric episode can be. It didn't feel like it was shoving it down your throat.
Yeah. It bugged me that there was... literally two fucking zombies in the whole whole episode.
Yeah, so like last week I was really excited for the action, right?
Yeah,
because this is a huge... I'm replaying Last of Us 1 too.
Yeah, I was gonna start,
and I'm kind of doing it like as the show is going. Yeah, so I'm doing it, so I just finished that part, and there's like fucking 40 fucking clickers when you're going through, and you meet the first bloater.
Yeah,
there's like so much shit in there, and it sucks that you're probably not gonna see that. And hopefully they kick up the action
this episode
because we're gonna be meeting... I assume we're meeting Kenny and Sam now.
The black kids.
And there's a lot of human on human action in this section of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, there's just been a lack of the action so far for me. It feels like they spent so much money elsewhere that they're like, oh, we can't afford to have this much action.
Yeah, so far it seems like all the action's been cut, like pretty much cut, like except for the first episode with the initial outbreak.
Yeah, the initial outbreak. Yeah, and that was so well done.
Yeah, but then going leading up to Ellie. You would normally... That's like the tutorial thing.
They're probably going to keep all of the cinematic action and get rid of any gameplay action.
Yeah.
I feel like the creators just watched the cinematics.
Yeah.
They didn't watch like a playthrough.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know why. You got to watch a playthrough, Doug. There's little story tidbits in there that are great, you know?
Yeah.
That you don't get. Like in God of War, where you don't find out about Faye fighting all the fucking... fighting Thor before.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
right.
And fucking Vanna.
Yeah.
You would not know at all if you didn't do any of the side little pieces of Vanna.
Yeah.
And which you could beat the game without a Doom.
Yeah, but the game does it really good at making you want to know because you see the fucking Frozen Thunderbolt.
Yeah.
And you're like, how is there a Frozen Thunderbolt?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, so hopefully with this next episode, because there's a big thing with, like, them having the truck, and they run into the people, like, acting like they're hurt.
Yeah.
Then Joel just fucking runs through them, and then they have to fight their way out. And they're fighting the guys in the tank.
Yeah, that last episode made me more worried, you know?
Yeah.
That they're just gonna start shoehorning and shit.
I didn't feel like it was shoehorned.
No, it was gracefully shoehorned, I felt. Even the scene with the Raiders was a little soft. It was cool, but it was still kind of...
Mm-hmm.
It was very artsy.
Yeah.
It's more artsy than action. Which, whatever. I mean, it's still good. I'm still enjoying it. Susie liked it a lot. Everybody, like, I haven't heard of it.
I think everyone has good things. Like, people who don't know
about
the games are really enjoying it, too. Yeah. So I guess that's all you can really ask for.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's not bad. Like, it's not bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
But
although
it just worries me that they're going to get out there.
Yeah, I was saying earlier, because this episode kind of... It served the same purpose as, like, going to the school, getting the battery and all that.
Yeah.
In the game. So, you still got the card, but at the same time, like, the way they did it, you could have just cut out all that, the relationship. And you probably just could have had Joel just find the battery. Find a letter and a battery. And you could have just had more of Joel and Ellie.
Yeah.
Right? So, hopefully they don't skimp out on that in the next... six episodes or whatever. I think it's 10 episodes.
It's 10 episodes you're going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 10 hours. Well, they've been doing like hour and a half episodes.
Yeah, like hour.
So it's like, that's a long... Yeah, it is a long ass time for them to flesh out the story. Especially if they're cutting out all the gameplay sequences.
Yeah.
Like, they could... I don't know.
Yeah, it just really depends. Like, this episode will be... Depends on how it'll hold up, depending on how good the ending is.
Right? Yeah, I don't think they hired. I don't know. I hope they hired a good action guy. I don't think they. It seems like there's like no action. Where's the action guy? Like, who's doing the choreography for these things? It doesn't seem like they got a good guy or something. Or they. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see what the next episode. The next episode, if it's not, if there's no action, then we know there's no.
Or you didn't watch White Lotus yet?
No.
Because that guy was on the.
Frank is, yeah.
Frank, yeah, he was on White Lotus.
Who's he in? What's White Lotus about?
It's like about the White Lotus is like a hotel resort or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just about like that, like people coming to vacation at the hotel. It's just like fucking crazy stuff happens like while you're there. He was one of the main characters in there. He was like the best character in the first season.
Oh, really?
And and then it took me a while to even, I was like, because he has an accent in the show, like a South African or an Australian accent.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't in Last of Us. And I was like, is that him? I don't know.
I think it's him. I think my parents picked up on him pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh, that's that guy from White Lotus.
Yeah, that guy's a really good actor.
They were both... Nick Offerman killed it?
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah. Yeah, just the two of them killing it. Let me look at... you got anything off
the top of your dome? UFC is now going to be... What are the corners going to be called now? The prime hydration zones.
Oh, is that really?
It's not corner one or corner two.
Really? It's not red? And red
I don't know
red
if that's red. A real story or not, but that's
what they're saying. The Logan Paul...
Yeah.
What was that one that... Who sent it? You or Peter of Logan Paul...
Of the ad?
The KSI and Logan Paul.
I sent that on the
tech. That was hilarious.
On the tech fit.
That was hilarious.
photoshopped on.
I don't know if it is.
It looks photoshopped. It's hilarious. sorry for whoever's listening. It's a picture of Logan Paul. KSI drinking Prime.
Yeah.
But Prime is like, I mean, KSI is like on his knees as if the Prime bottle is Logan Paul's dick.
Yeah. He's drinking it. On top of that, it's strawberry watermelon flavor.
Yeah. Super racist.
So, you know, Prime, we're willing to sponsor, to be sponsored.
Yeah, I guess that guy, the same guy who's selling Splash Mountain water, is selling Tom Brady sand.
Tom Brady sand?
Yeah, his retirement spot sand.
That's so just it's like where he's living right now?
No, it's where he was standing at when, see, look, this is where he announced he's retiring. Oh. And then this guy got the sand from that same spot. It says for over $90,000.
This guy's a genius.
Submitting the comment with the vid is now over $100,000. That's so retarded, dude. I wonder who would buy that. Would somebody buy that?
I bet they would.
Just somebody buy it. Somebody, like, you always hear these stories, but you don't hear how it ends.
Yeah.
Like, who bought
it? True.
That's more interesting to me than.
Yeah,
like, I could sell whatever. Man sells a fucking 10-year supply of feet dust he's been saving. Who gives a fuck? Yeah. But who buys it? That's what I like. The fuck? What's up with the Discord? Have you tried?
I haven't gotten to use it. I've tried, but it turns out you have to
have a Discord. You have to know what Discord is.
No, you have to link it. Yes, yeah, so you have to link it to your PlayStation, and then you connect to the call on Discord through your phone, and then you can transfer that call to the PlayStation.
That's super.
So it's like really complicated right now.
Yeah,
and that's how it was on Xbox when it first came to Xbox, and then now they've done it where they've updated it to pretty much be solely on Xbox. All the entire
interface. That.
So eventually it should go like that. But
that's weird.
Right now it's a little bit of work.
That's bullshit, dude.
But Discord is the Discord call service is so much better than what you would have on PlayStation, and it's probably worth it if you're like playing a lot with people.
What is Discord? Is like Twitch?
No, it's just like Skype or something like you enter, you have like your group of people, and then you can text people just like similar to PlayStation, how like we have the message thread between all of us, and then if I start a party in there, it'll tell you guys, oh, I started a party. when you got on, you could join the party, right?
Yeah.
It's like that, but it's just the calling is just so much better, because the party thing is so much better.
That's crazy.
Because it has good, really good like noise canceling, background noise canceling. And
that's interesting. That's crazy that shit still it just boils down to what works best in the end.
Yeah.
It's not like, who made Discord? Did somebody buy it yet?
I think Xbox bought it.
Oh, really? But who made it before?
Some guy. Yeah, just
some guy. You know?
Yeah, just some guy, and they figured out the secret sauce.
Yeah. It wasn't fucking, you know, Microsoft.
Yeah, it's not some big conglomerate. You would think that would come up with it, but they're usually just the people who just buy the good shit.
Yeah. So E3 is officially dead, right?
Well, they're trying to come back to life, but PlayStation and Xbox is
and Nintendo.
And Nintendo is not having.
They're all just
they're like, nah,
just beat the shit out.
Jeff Keighley is our boy, man.
They're gonna have the meme of the what is it? Office Space movie. You know where they're beating up the fax machine or whatever. It's that, but it's E3's the fax machine.
Yeah,
it's fax machine. It's Nintendo and PlayStation. So it's just gonna be all Steam. They're going full in on the Steam.
Yeah, probably all Steam. It'll probably be like a bunch of third party shit.
Or it'll probably just be the software design, the game developers and shit.
Right. So it'll be like Call of Duty individually is gonna be.
Yeah, and shit like that or whatever.
It's not gonna be like these are the Xbox games and these are the PlayStation games and these are the Nintendo games.
Yeah, I wonder why they don't.
Well, I think it's just it's because E3 went out for a year, right, or 2 years now, I think.
What's going on, peoples? Pistol Pete Jr. here. Just to remind you one more time to check out Raise Energy Drinks by Rep Sports. Raise Energy Drinks. Amazing flavors. Zero sugar, zero dyes, zero crash. None of the junk, none of the bullshit that's in these other energy drinks. They're amazing. I guarantee you're going to love them. Use coupon code TRPS for checkout. Get 15% off your order. Check out repsports.com. REPPSPORTS.com. Again, use coupon code TRPS for 15% off your order and to let them know that we sent you.
And we're back to the Peter Renaf again.
What's this Golden Eyes Rocky launch? Who's Golden? Nobody's playing it.
Yeah, I think so because they remade it for Nintendo.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I actually didn't even know it was out yet.
Yeah, it came out. I was like, I don't know. I always hear everybody talk about that game, but I was like, you guys are full of shit because you could never
play it.
Yeah, you could currently go play it, and you won't. So stop talking about it. Like,
yeah. Well, I feel like everyone wants it to be
as good as
the same or the same, but better controls or whatever. Which it's just not going to be unless they completely remake the game.
Yeah.
And then it won't be.
It's going to be the same. It's not going to be the same game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess the nostalgia thing doesn't always work unless the game was good to begin with.
Right.
Or unless it was, I don't know. I don't know. What does it got to have? Because what like
you have Demon, to you have to just remake the game completely and then
like Demon's Souls.
If it's a game that solely relies on the gameplay that you're nostalgic about, I think it's a lost cause. Yeah, I don't think you can do it.
Demon's Souls did it right. Like they keep the same.
Yeah, but it wasn't
same
really
skeleton.
Same skeleton, but like. Demon's Souls is kind of different
but
because
like,
they've been doing that. They've been doing the same thing, but just refining
what,
it with every game.
Yeah.
And so it's just like we just put the refined
version
of that game.
That's true, yeah.
And then just upscaled it. But like a game like GoldenEye, it would just be like we would have to somehow.
I mean, if you want to play GoldenEye, you just play Call of Duty now.
Yeah, that's basically what GoldenEye is now.
Like, if you want the best version of that, you play on it.
Yeah.
And then, everybody's playing it, you know?
Yeah.
So,
everyone liked GoldenEye just because you could be.
It was first-person shooter. It was one of the only first-person shooters back then.
That
was, like, on a console.
Yeah, that, too, was also, like, all the characters you chose were, like, different sizes.
Uh-huh.
And everybody liked choosing the fucking little
the
dude.
The littlest character.
Yeah, the little dude was the hardest to hit, so it was, like, super hard to. And because the controls are janky, like you would never hit the game.
But people still playing, what's that Unreal game?
Unreal Turn?
No, but the other one,
Quake?
Quake, yeah.
Yeah, people still play it.
It's still popping?
It's Quake 4. Yeah, people still play it. I don't think
it's not
huge, like a behemoth like it was when it came out.
Yeah,
but it's still a game that people play.
Or I remember people always played, what's the other one? Cross.
Cross?
Cross. Frostbite? No, I don't know. What's that one? The army one. It's on the PC. It was a military, it was first person shooter.
Medal of Honor?
No. I don't remember what it was called.
Insurgency?
No, no, that was older from like the 2000s.
Oh.
Like 2005.
Oh, CSGO? Counter-Strike?
Yeah, Counter-Strike. Counter-Strike.
Yeah, that's big. That's still big. Well, right now, Valorant is kind of overtaking it. Because it's like the same game, but it's... CSGO is the new Counter-Strike. Yeah, it's the newest Counter-Strike. But that's like fucking 10 years old or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I guess it's just been getting stale. So like there's this game Valorant that came out that's made by the League of Legends people. And it's essentially the same style of game, but there's abilities. Like they have, like, it's kind of like a mix between Overwatch and Counter-Strike. And it seems, it looks good. It's fun. Seems fun.
Is that when every 10 years they come out with a game? Counter-Strike.
I don't know what the deal with that is. I think they were making so much money with just that, with Counter-Strike, because you buy crates and you get skins for like all the guns out of them, and like you could sell those skins and make money. So people were just throwing cash in there trying to get like a really expensive skin, and then they either just keep it for collection or they fucking sell it for, I think, like the most expensive skin at the time that I was even following it was like fucking like $1,000.
That's ridiculous. Who would do that?
Who buys skins for $1,000?
It's the same guy who buys like a Tom Brady
hat. Tom Brady's hand is
Splash Mouth. Splash Mouth. I've been wanting to play Gran Turismo, but just the microtransaction
Did it have, it has a lot of them?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I think it does. Like, you can't just unlock all the cars by playing them. And I think that's the biggest complaint that I heard, or the most glaring to me, was that, like, the amount of cars that you get
from just playing
the game is, like, minimal. And you can unlock other cars, but it's like it takes a long fucking time.
Like, yeah, it takes hours. It takes like hours of time just to unlock a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's irritating.
But I would like to play it because it's like fun because they put so much detail into the cars. It's almost like you're actually driving the car.
Yeah.
Like, I remember back in the day, it kind of felt like that. Like, you would know all the car models and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, this is the best. It's got these headlights. I was like, I can't do that anymore. Like, tell what the different gears are of cars. But I was like, I wonder why when I was able. But it was because I was playing this game.
Yeah. So yeah, that's cool.
This is the VR version. It's pretty sick. It would probably be pretty badass. I don't know.
It's got a PSVR too. You know, Peter's gonna have the VR too.
Yeah, he fucking pre-ordered it.
I'm gonna take his regular one.
Yeah, I don't know. I like VR, but it still feels gimmicky to me. You know.
I think with this VR 2, they're gonna be making big moves though.
Yeah. But I still think it's like 10 years away from it being done more.
Maybe
seamlessly.
Maybe a VR 3. A VR 3.
Yeah, that's when I'll get on board.
Yeah.
It feels too clunky and. Too much. It feels too much more effort for like a gimmicky payoff. You know?
Yeah, but still fun. Like,
it's fun.
Some of the stuff's fun. Like super hot, super fun.
It's fun, but I'd rather do other stuff. You know.
Yeah.
Because it kind of just like.
I don't.
Kind of. It's not social, and if it is social, like it's the bar to have people that you want to play the game with to all be able to play the game. It's like a high bar. Like, who does that?
Yeah.
Who has four friends, really close friends, who also have a VR?
What the?
And then we need to play together, and then you have to go to fucking Sandbox VR. And then go around in four rooms. To make it as fun as God of War.
Yeah. Yeah, that is one big thing of VR, because you can't sit and play. You can't justify it. I can't justify it sitting and playing it like all day like I don't do with games I do now.
Yeah.
Like, I could probably play a VR game for maybe 2 hours before I start being like, all right, I'm over it.
Maybe if they had like an actually good boxing game, like the fight on PlayStation Move.
I made Fight Night.
Yeah, that game was cool. That was actually
the boxing one?
Yeah, it was actually like pretty accurate on like your movements. Like, you could just like slip punches pretty easily.
Is that the one where you be the octopus or you fight the octopus?
No, it was like that was PS3 days, the fight one. That was the one that Pete always talks about that Trejo on.
No, there's a VR game, PSX where
VR fought octopus. That was PS4 though, that was PS4. Yeah, though, that one sucked. That one's like the one they have now. That's with like people. I think that's kind of like all of, like any boxing one is kind of like that.
Yeah,
it's not like the fight.
The best VR boxing experience was Wii boxing.
Yeah, that was okay though. It wasn't bad. It's still better than that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that shit was fun. I remember that being so much fun.
Yeah.
All the Wii Sports, the bowling, and all that.
Yeah, those were underrated, the PlayStation Move games, the Wii games. Like, they just stopped doing it.
Well, some of the Wii games, they were just becoming
repetitive.
They were becoming, like, just more gimmicky. Like, that Wii Sports was, like, really the most it ever used the motion controls. And then everything else was like.
But there was that PlayStation one, the sports. It was like sports tournament champions or something like that.
PlayStation.
It was a bunch of just game. Like there was like a one where you're like a gladiator and you have a shield and a sword and you can fight. Like you can play multiplayer too. And it was really fun. It was accurate. Like it was accurate with the movements. Mm-hmm. Like it rarely like fucked up. Or you could play table tennis. Me and Sonya would play table tennis.
That's cool.
And it was really cool. Bocce ball. I don't know why they didn't I wish they would do the VR and then also that like with the same controllers. Like I would like to just play on the screen without having a headset.
Yeah.
You know, like that'd be cool if you could play. Super hot, just with the screen. Yeah, I don't want to put the thing on my head. I don't like it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the thing. I think that's mainly the wall, the barrier. I don't even like to really put on a headset. Uh-huh. Like I feel like I don't like drowning myself out of the world too much. That much that I need a headset on. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It feels unnecessary. Like it's a big advantage too when you fucking play Call of Duty and shit. Like, you hear exactly where they're coming from. But, I don't know, it's just like, it feels too...
It feels
too constricting or whatever, like...
I like hearing everything in the game, like...
Yeah, no, it's a big guy. It's like, it makes it way better. Even if you play God of War and shit, it makes it so much better. Mm-hmm. But it's just, I don't know. I don't like to be... I don't like to not hear everything.
Yeah, like in Last of Us, like you hear the crickets, I feel like they're like in my fucking brain or some shit. It's cool, but yeah, I can see. Yeah, I do get worried sometimes, like just not hearing. Like if I'm home alone,
yeah, exactly.
Like I don't want, I might not want.
Like somebody could currently be breaking in.
Let's go.
Yeah. Rumble versus shutting down.
Oh yeah, and unfortunately, it's not It didn't seem different enough, right? It was just Fortnite.
I didn't even play it. He didn't play that just because I said the wrong word.
He said the wrong game. Yeah, I said the wrong game. I played a couple games, and I played once with Peter, and it was cool, but it was just like.
They just took the guns out of Call of Duty.
Yeah, no, I felt like they just took the guns out of Fortnite. Yeah. And they just replaced them with like wrestling special moves.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I don't feel like I could play this long term.
It's probably more for kids, and they're like,
yeah, maybe.
Well, it was like, well, kids aren't actually going to get guns, but they could actually do these wrestling moves on.
Yeah. breaking necks, pile driving.
So they're like, we gotta shut this down.
This is way more dangerous than guns.
We thought it was gonna be less violent without the guns, but it's out. So it was more violent.
So many more kids are gonna get paralyzed.
Yeah. That's all we got for today. James Gunn says The Flash is one of the best superhero movies he's ever seen.
Now, I'm assuming they're just using James Gunn's good
track record.
Yeah, his good track record to promote this movie. I don't have any faith that this movie's gonna be good.
That Dead Space remake's getting all sorts of good reviews, and I was like, I was watching the review and I was like, buy it and play it again.
Uh-huh.
And then there was the part where he was reviewing it. And he goes, it's gotten way more better. He's like there's this part where you get the whatever, like the fuse boxes off the wall to open a door or something.
Uh-huh.
But like doing so would like, you know, turn off the lights or do something. And he did the one where the lights turned off, and then he had to go like to the door, put it in the door, and as he's going there, like he's like fucking like looking at the corners, and then he just starts getting swarmed from the eye. I'm like, nope, never mind. Nope. I do not want to play this. But it looks super good.
Yeah, it looks good. It's just not. I'm not.
It's so scary, man.
Yeah, I'm not down to put myself through that. Like, the most anxiety I'll put myself through is probably like The Last of Us for a game.
Yeah.
That's like the scariest.
Yeah, I don't know why, like, that one. It's not as scary. It's more cinematic than scary.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. You don't know, or I don't know how I could put it, but like, you know, like in a drama or a sad show where they're trying to make you cry or something, and like they could have did something way like more dramatic to make you cry, but they went with like just whatever's going to be more cinematic, because
yeah,
making you feel too bad isn't like, it's not, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah,
like,
we don't want you to feel so bad, you're gonna stop playing.
Yeah, we're gonna stop watching, or like, not watch again,
yeah.
or, you know. So it's kind of like that for Dead Space. They're like, nah, we're gonna make this as scary.
We're gonna make them fucking cry every second of this show.
It's gonna do exactly what you do not want
yeah.
to happen.
You're only gonna be able to play this game in 15 minute increments. And it's a 20 hour game.
Yeah. And the storyline's good. Like, I don't know. It's just fucking, it's just grueling.
For Last of Us 2, do you think they'll have to, split up the season into split it up into like several seasons?
Yeah, maybe, huh?
I think at least two.
Yeah, that might you're right,
maybe three. I can imagine, I can see them stretching it out to three, but probably two is probably the best. Do you think like
what was that game up there, that one, Tainted Grave? Let me turn it down, I think it's loud. It's a little calm.
Haven't heard anything about it.
Verbo. Is that, that's like a...
I don't know what it was.
I think it's like Airbnb. Tainted Grail.
Tainted Grail.
I assume they're supposed to be talking.
Grail's tainted.
Is that the Dark Lord Sara?
What happened to that game?
This started
the little devil inside, or...
Oh, did it ever come out?
I don't know.
Yeah, that would look cool.
The little devil in me or something. It's kind
of yeah. I don't like that. Yeah, did it ever come out? Yeah, because it looked really funny.
I would assume that the art style is like, I wonder if they'll have gameplay at all, if it's just going to be this. Oh no, it's not.
Why did it take so long for them to get to this?
It's way different than we thought.
Darla! Don't fart. Cover that.
That's it. That's all of us. I just showed it. Just showed a little bit of that.
So the last, so it was supposed to come out last year, but...
It still has to come out though?
Yeah, no. It's called Little Devil Inside.
Little Devil Inside.
Yeah, that one looked fun. It's crazy that it's still coming out. I've been hearing about it since October 2020. It's open world, but like everything's 2D.
Yeah, it does. Is it turn based? It looks like it's turn based. There's some sort of like hybrid. Oh, it's grid based. I'm in.
Wandering sword.
S-word. S-word, yeah. We got so many S-words in this game. Just wander around and find them all.
We're doing a podcast.
This is a podcast.
Is that all we got?
I think so. Yeah, that's all the news that we got.
That's all the news we got.
There's like, you know, bullshit news in here.
Just go with that. Let's make fun of that bullshit news.
There's, but like, it's not, it's like Connor gonna come back, okay. And it's like, DC is aiming for two movies and two.
Did Connor like barely get hurt in that when he got hit by the fucking car or something?
I think he just had like a scratch on him or something.
Huh.
Oh, King of the Hill's coming back. That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
I'm down for that.
I've never watched it, like, much to begin with. But from, like, when you and Peter talk about it, you know, somebody said, like, you guys always talk about, like, the funniest stuff.
Yeah.
It's just something that sounds fun.
Yeah, it's a good time for it to come back. Oh, look, Invincible season 2. They heard outside a while ago.
Yeah, did you see it?
Is it out or?
No, what, did you see this
team? No.
It's just, he's talking, he talks to, like, the alien guy that he, that's voiced by Seth Rogen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't he a bad guy?
He's like a, well, they make you think he's a bad guy, but he's just, because he was just, like, coming over to Earth. And I think they were like, oh, you gotta stop this guy from coming over here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He was, like, to make sure that they could defend themselves.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason why they had, what's his name around? The dead.
What? Yeah, I forgot his name. Omni-Man. Yeah.
And then he just left, though.
Yeah, he just left. They had him and Mark were fighting, and then he just left.
He, like, killed everybody.
Yeah, he killed everybody. Yeah, so he's just like, so when are you gonna come back? I was like, oh, real soon. We're coming back soon. It's basically like the whole conversation.
Yeah.
Actually, this is longer than what I see.
What other shows coming back this year?
This year? What else is there? What have you been watching?
Midnight Suns 2 weeks ago. That's a turn-based game or something, right?
Yeah, it is.
Did that come out already?
Yeah, it came out already. They're just
a DLC?
They're having a Deadpool DLC.
Huh?
Having a Deadpool DLC.
Did you play any of the Elden Ring DLC? Did it come out already?
No, it hasn't.
For the update?
No, it hasn't come out yet.
Did they come out with that Colosseum one already, didn't they?
Maybe?
Or like that game mode? The multiplayer game mode? Or is it like in the Colosseum?
I think they just announced it. I don't think it's out.
Oh, I thought it was out. There's like betas out of it or people... Because I've seen videos of it. But it could be...
Maybe it is out.
It could be testers.
Maybe it is out then.
But there's still DLC coming.
Yeah, they're supposed to be. They're supposed to be like a big, like, story type.
Yeah, it's good. What if they're going to do DLC for God of War 2? I kind of feel like they would.
Mm. Yeah, I guess on that note, we'll fucking end it.
Fuck you, Peter.
Fuck you. Yeah, fuck you, Peter. Shit. This is what happens when you don't show up. Go buy some Rays. Use coupon code TRPS.
No, don't even do that because Peter just keeps all the fucking money. We're going to get fucking our cut of whatever, $30.
At least follow us on Twitter and
say
Facebook at The Real Press Star.
Who's your favorite host?
Yeah, who's your favorite host? and Prime, we're willing to be sponsored by you guys.
By Tide Pods.
Yeah. Along with Tide Pods. And game over, whatever he says.